This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, trade is top of mind in the ag industry, and growing and maintaining our list of trading partners is essential, especially given the circumstances of the trade glut we seem to have experienced in the past year or so when we have record carryovers of corn and soybeans. It's especially important to make regular trade trips to our partner countries and keep those relationships vital. Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs and Iowa native Alexis Taylor just returned from India, and we hear from her next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
USDA Undersecretary Alexis Taylor recently returned from a trade trip to New Delhi, India. It was the first trade trip conducted to India in 7 years, and Taylor was pleased with how everything went.
We are wrapping up our second agriculture trade mission to India, and it's the third trade mission of 7 scheduled for 2024. We were last in India with a trade mission in October 2017. We've seen a lot of positive reception in just the few days we've been here. We have the largest trade delegation of any ATM that I have been on. We have roughly 130 Americans with us, 23 U.S. agribusinesses, and 11 State Departments of Agriculture represented in total.
India is the second most populous country in the world and is rapidly closing the gap with China. With them having a lot of mouths to feed, having a strong trade relationship with them is important. Taylor explains why it was time to go back.
One of the things I think we were really excited about to select India as a location for a trade mission is just some of the demographic changes we're seeing that are causing a really rapidly shifting demand for things like increased protein, more variety of products, and high-value food and agricultural products, things that the United States really excel in or can support and complement their existing agricultural sector here in India.
Now, when you have well over a billion people, you need a lot of food, you need a lot of clothes, and you need a lot of ag-related products. And that's why India imports such a wide variety of ag products from the United States. And to that end, there were a lot of meetings being conducted by businesses that accompanied Undersecretary Taylor to India.
Our businesses have wrapped up 523 business-to-business meetings, and we've heard just really positive reception from those from our U.S. food and agricultural businesses that are here. Exports of U.S. agricultural products to India were nearly $2 billion last year, making India our 13th largest single country export market. Some of our top exports to India are horticultural products, and that's primarily driven by tree nuts, ethanol for non-fuel use or industrial use, and cotton.
This was the third of 7 planned trade trips for Undersecretary Taylor this year. This comes at a time when ag groups and producers have been concerned and have spoken up about the Biden administration's trade goals and what seems like a lack of direction. So Undersecretary Taylor knows what's on the line for American farmers when she's visiting other countries. For this story and more, you can log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe for our e-newsletter, which comes out every day around 5 p.m. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.